Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Richard Cross, former Republican speechwriter and press secretary, probably a writer all his life and somebody that contributes right now to the Baltimore Sun op-ed page. Richard, a really interesting piece this week by you about a former sort of colleague and co-worker that you had, and kind of an interesting shout-out that you gave to her. Tell us what you wrote.
Well, it's been about 15 years ago. Baltimore City hosted what was called the Fish Out of Water Project, which was a public arts project which involved putting fish statues kind of customized by local artists all across Baltimore. And we had a mentor in the project at City Hall who ran interference for us and worked with the business community and kind of helped shepherd the project from concept to actual fruition, and that would be then Councilwoman Catherine Pugh. And I used working with her in that experience to kind of extrapolate what kind of a mayor she will turn out to be. And that was a very positive experience I had working with her. She had a unique ability to bring people together. She was very media savvy. She had kind of contacts not only in the artistic community and, of course, in City Hall, but also in the business community. And she was very, and in the media. So she was very, very well respected.
It's interesting that you decided to do this. What did you think about when you were deciding whether to do it or not?
Well, I felt like it was a story that needed to be told. And I think, you know, I felt kind of disengaged in city politics for a long time because being a Republican in the city, there aren't a whole lot of options. But in this particular unique case, I actually had a history of working with the person on a very kind of specific project who in all likelihood will become the next mayor. So I thought my experience was illustrative for her in terms of being a hands-on manager. She's a state senator now. She's been a legislator for a while, but this is her in kind of a role, you know, with hands-on, get something done, and work with disparate communities to do so. So I thought it was just a story that needed to be told.
You used to work on the Hill, so you saw the absence of bipartisanship, I think.
Yes.
So you felt here's an opportunity to weigh in on the side of really on the side of the city, and on the side of what we think will be the next mayor.
That's true, you know, and I think the city could really use an infusion of bipartisanship in light of recent events in the city, but also in light of what's going on nationally in the presidential race. We have a kind of deep polarization, and what I guess responded to in terms of Catherine Pugh and her candidacy is that she does have an ability to kind of bring people together across the spectrum. And I think that will serve her well as mayor.
Well, I think it's great to have that sort of evidence. You hear it a lot, but sometimes you doubt it. I think people do in general doubt it. So it's good to hear somebody say, no, this is really the person that we think we just elected. So, Richard, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
For Richard Cross, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.